by the Spirit.
Es por el Espíritu.
It's not through the means of the flesh.
No es por la carne.
It's not by what we've always known.
No es por lo que hemos ya conocido.
And it's not even from the place of familiarity.
Y no es del lugar donde es familiar.
Can I tell you that God is wanting you to get out of the place of the familiar?
Dios quiere que te vayas de lo familiar.
I want to tell you that this is a great revival church.
Esta es una iglesia de avivamiento.
This church is known for revival.
Esta es conocida por el avivamiento.
But I want to tell you there's a dimension in the spirit that God is calling you.
Pero hay una dimensión en el espíritu que esta iglesia se llama amada.
There is a vision in this house.
Hay una visión en esta casa.
That's to take you beyond that familiar place.
Te va a llevar más allá de lo familiar.
You can stay in the place that you're in.
Te puedes quedar donde estás.
And things would be good.
Y las cosas van a estar bien.
But I don't think God's just calling this church to stand in a place of just good.
Pero no quiero que nomás, creo que Dios nomás quiera que estén bien.
I'm telling you, there's things that you need to provoke in the spirit.
Hay cosas que tienes que provocar en el espíritu.
There's places that God has ordained that you walk in the spirit.
Hay lugares que Dios ha ordenado que camine.
There is territory and dominion that God has ordained for this church.
Hay territorio y dominio que es para esta iglesia.
I feel that in my spirit tonight.
Siento eso en mi espíritu.
It's not just for a collective.
No es para lo colectivo.
But just for a few.
Pero solo para unos.
But God is calling some of you.
Pero Dios está llamando a algunos.
Maybe you've been out just a little bit on the edge.
Tal vez han estado en la orilla.
Maybe you haven't been given everything that you have.
Tal vez no has dado al 100.
But God's saying, come on, just buy into this.
Pero Dios dice, cómpralo todo.
Come on, let me take you places that you haven't been before.
Te voy a llevar a lugares que no has ido.
Let me put an anointing upon you
deja
that you've never felt
sobre
before.
Ti.
Let me work in you like you have never seen.
Déjame obrar como nunca has visto.
It's beyond familiar.
Es más allá de familiar.
It's beyond what we have known.
Es más allá de lo que hemos conocido.
We were down here praying.
Estamos orando.
I just couldn't help but think and seeing people praying in the Holy Ghost.
No podía más que pensar.
That there's another level.
Que hay otro nivel.
Victory is not predicated.
Victoria no está decidida.
On what you see somebody else do.
En lo que ves a alguien más hacer.
But when God raises the bar for a congregation.
Pero cuando Dios levanta el nivel de una congregación.
Says I know what everybody else is doing.
Yo sé que lo hacen los demás.
But this is where I've called you.
Pero aquí te ha llamado a ti.
I'm telling you once again, we need to revisit the house of familiar and say, I'm stepping out of that place.
Una vez más llega donde estás familiar y déjalo.
Come on, does anybody feel the promise of the Holy Ghost in this house?
Alguien que siente la promesa en este
does
lugar.
Does anybody feel revival in this church?
Alguien
right
siente avivamiento ahorita.
Does anybody feel the breakthrough of the Spirit?
Habrá alguien que siente victoria.
That's inside of this place.
Que está en esta casa.
I'm telling you, new life, it's time.
Es tiempo nueva vida.
To provoke.
Para provocar.
And possess.
Y poseer.
It's time.
Es tiempo
para
empujar
in the spirit,
en el Espíritu
and to grab a hold
y agarrar
of everything
de todo
that God has ordained.
Que Dios ha ordenado.
I'm telling you, I feel it.
Lo siento.
I feel it in this house.
Lo siento en esta casa ahorita.
I know we've experienced breakthrough, but I'm telling you, the spirit of revival's in this house.
Hemos sentido victoria, pero hay avivamiento en esta casa.
The spirit of breakthrough is in this house.
El espíritu de victoria está aquí.
It's beyond.
Es más allá.
It's time to expand the territory.
Es tiempo de expandir territorio.
It's time to enlarge your tent.
Es tiempo de hacer tu tienda más grande.
It's time to expand your borders.
Expande tu frontera.
It's time to step into the place
that God has called
you to step into.
Que Dios te ha llamado.
It's not time for excuses.
No es tiempo para excusas.
You've been empowered tonight.
Has poder.
It's time to step in.
Es tiempo de ponerte.
It's time to walk in.
Es tiempo de caminar.
It's time to experience.
Es tiempo de sentirlo.
Can I just meddle a little bit with the Holy Ghost tonight?
¿Puedo administrar un poquito?
There are dynamics.
Hay dinámicas.
That God wants to pour out in this church.
Que Dios quiere derramar aquí.
There is dimensions of the working of His Spirit.
Hay dimensiones de su
that
obra
He wants to have in this congregation.
Que él quiere tener en esta congregación.
I'm telling you, sometimes we can get to the place
a veces llegamos al lugar
that we know how to control it.
Donde sabemos controlarlo.
But I'm telling you, God is wanting to pour out beyond.
Pero Dios quiere derramar
what you have experienced.
De lo que has experimentado.
You think you've been having good church.
Piensas que has tenido buena iglesia.
You've been having good church.
Y han tenido
but
buena.
There is another level.
Pero hay otro nivel,
and another place
y otro lugar
that God has ordained for this house.
Para esta casa.
I couldn't help but think when I was praying last night in this church.
Cuando estaba orando anoche,
I just kept on hearing the word balcony.
Estaba escuchando balcón.
I just kept on hearing balcony.
Escuchaba balcón.
I believe it's the will of God that that balcony is completely full.
Es la voluntad de Dios que el balcón se llene.
I believe it's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That this church be completely full.
Que esta casa esté llena completa.
I know He's pouring out revival.
Yo sé que derrama
but
aviento,
He's not done yet.
Pero no ha terminado.
I know He's blessing.
Yo sé que está bendiciendo,
but He's not done yet.
Pero no ha acabado.
Do you feel that in the house right now?
¿Sientes eso en la casa?
Come on, do you feel that in the house right now?
¿Lo sientes en la casa?
Come on, we got plenty of time right now in the
tenemos
house. I'm
mucho
not saying
tiempo.
I'm preaching, but I'm just exhorting in the Holy Ghost what I feel in my spirit right now.
Estoy
for this
exhortando lo que siento en mi espíritu.
I'm telling you, there's more.
Hay más.
There's more.
Hay más.
There's more victory.
Hay más.
There's more victory.
Hay más victoria.
Every time that Israel would defeat a giant,
cada vez que
there was more territory.
Había más territorio.
Every time they would defeat an adversary,
cada vez que
there
vencía,
was more land.
Había más
there
tierra.
Was more land.
Había
Joshua,
más tierra.
Joshua, there's
Josué,
more land.
Hay más tierra.
Expanding our territory.
Estamos expandiendo territorio.
We're getting connected.
Nos estamos conectando.
To the possibility of the vision.
La posibilidad de la visión.
And not simply what we think.
Y no simplemente lo que pensamos.
But every time you get in the spirit,
pero cada vez que te metes en el espíritu,
you're grabbing a hold of that vision that God has ordained for this house.
Agarras la visión que ha ordenado Dios.
I'm telling you, there's power when you get into that place.
Hay poder cuando te metes
because
en ese
what
lugar,
you're beginning to do
lo que lo
is you're
hacer.
Transcending the environment.
Estás cambiando
that's
el ambiente.
Telling you revival's not going to take place.
Que dice, avivamiento no
you're
va pasar.
Transcending the environment.
Estás transcendiendo
says,
el ambiente.
Just stay right here in this place.
Que dice, nomás quédate
I'm
aquí.
Telling you new life.
Te digo nueva vida.
Sigue
transcendiendo
en el Espíritu
Santo.
Sigue
transcendiendo
en el Espíritu.
Si lo crees ahorita, pónganse de pie. Levanten sus manos. Y una vez más, levanten su voz.
Come on, as loud as you can right now.
Lo más que puedan.
I'm telling you. I feel the victory
siento
of the Holy Ghost.
En la casa.
I feel promise.
Siento promesa.
I feel breakthrough.
Siento victoria.
I feel revival.
Siento llamamiento.
I feel it.
Lo siento.
Woo. Shanda na mahal. Endless potential.
En este potencial.
Endless promise.
Potencial sin fin.
Endless blessing.
Bendición para siempre.
Endless anointing.
Bendición para siempre.
What's stopping you tonight?
¿Qué te detiene esta noche?
What's hindering you tonight?
¿Qué te detiene?
I'm telling you, pursue after it.
Te digo, persíguelo.
Pursue after it.
Persíguelo.
Pursue after it.
Persíguelo.
God told David.
Dios llamó a David.
I want you to pursue.
Quiero que persigas.
I want you to go after it.
Quiero que lo sigas.
You may say, well, I don't have everything that I want right now.
Dice, no tengo todo lo que quiero ahorita.
What's stopping you from pursuing it?
¿Qué te detiene de perseguir?
I haven't seen the promise yet.
No he visto la promesa aún.
What's stopping you from pursuing it?
¿Qué te detiene de seguir?
I haven't seen the miracle like I want to.
No he visto el milagro como quiero.
Don't stop pursuing it.
No dejes de perseguir.
I haven't seen God work in my family like I want him to.
No he visto Dios obrar en la familia.
Don't stop pursuing it.
No dejes de perseguir.
You may have lost some things.
Tal vez perdiste algo.
But it's time to pursue again.
Pero es tiempo de perseguir de nuevo.
Because the promise is still standing.
Porque la promesa está ahí.
The promise is still standing.
La promesa está parada.
Does anybody feel a witness of the Holy Ghost right now?
¿Habrá alguien que siente eso en el Espíritu?
Hey, this is apostolic.
Esto es apostólico.
I feel it right now.
Lo siento ahorita.
I feel it right now.
Lo siento ahorita.
I'm telling you, he's wanting to overflow your cup.
Él quiere llenar tu
capa. He's wanting your cup to overflow.
Él quiere llenar tu vaso.
He's wanting it to overflow in this house.
Él quiere que esté lleno esta casa.
He wants it to run over.
Quiero que esté rebosando.
He wants it to run over in the neighborhood.
Él quiere que rebose.
He wants it to run over on your job.
Quiere que en el trabajo.
He wants it to run over in your lost family.
Que te siga la familia.
He wants it to run over in your backslidden husband.
Quiere que te siga la familia.
He wants it to run over.
Quiere que esté rebosando.
More time.
Una vez más.
Will you just thank him for what he's done in this house?
Denle gracias por lo que hizo.
El amor shanda. Shanda la maya. El amor shanda la maya. I wonder if we can have some victory music on our way out of this place tonight.
Me pregunto si podemos tener victoria música.
New musicians you've played, singers you've sang, but one more time in this house.
Una vez más en
I know
esta
that
casa.
We've had a touch of the Holy Ghost.
Yo sé que
hey,
ya.
But before we leave this place,
pero antes que
and I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Collins.
Vamos a
but could we just one more time,
una vez
just
más.
Go ahead and lift up our voice
y levanten
and
su voz.
Magnify God for the victory that he's given us in this house.
Nos ha dado
will
en esta
you
casa.
Magnify him for the blessing
por
that he's already poured out? Will you glorify him for what he's doing right now?
Por lo que está haciendo ahorita.
They're going to begin to sing.
Van a cantar.
I'm telling you, let rejoicing be in this house.
Deja, regocíjense aquí.
El amor shandarama. Because I'm telling you, the best is yet to come, right?
Lo mejor está por venir.
I'm telling you, I just feel it in the Holy Ghost.
Lo siento en el Espíritu.
Hey man, I know people are walking out and people are all over the place right now. But I'm telling you, hear me in the Holy Ghost. The best is yet to come.
Lo mejor
God is pouring out the blessing. He's pouring out the miraculous. He's pouring out the favor. He's pouring out the anointing. He's pouring out the breakthrough.
Está derramando la victoria.
Whatever you guys want to sing.